It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Mark Epstein joins us. We heard from Jack O'Donnell, Professor Iacobucci from Buffalo State. And Dr. Epstein, could you help me out with that, Zach? Thank you, sir. Dr. Mark Epstein, you know, I'm reading all of this. Obviously, we talk, you know, quite a bit. But for the program purposes, the last time we spoke, I'm looking at these reports. Everyone was saying possibly as soon as today, the President of the United States would either, you know, not continue to run for president. In some cases, the reports were that they were negotiating that Vice President Harris would take over the presidency. But one of the things, this Axios piece comes out and says, oh, no, 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 no. The Biden family is saying, look, we've fallen on our grenades for Democrats. And Obama, you've been not exactly the most loyal friend, you know, friend. 2016, our Joe Biden was in his prime and he wasn't slipping and he would have been ready to be president. And you passed him over because you're more afraid of the Clintons, fear the Bidens. We're not going anywhere. Back up the Brinks truck. You kind of almost have to respect that if this was like a mob story.
Yeah, or it's like something out of conspiracies or purges in the Soviet Union, or even today in China, where the defense secretary disappears, this one disappears. It's on that level. There's something very un-American about it. There really is. What you're talking about is a coup. You're not talking about an internal coup. You're not talking
about... Nobody's talking about it like that. And by the way, I've noticed it too. Dr. Epstein, 30% smarter on Sundays. That was a really great start. Why isn't anyone using that terminology? Because when I'm pressuring a sitting president to get out, that's the equivalent of, you know, it's a crisis, at least in the Constitution, how it reads.
Well, there's a constitutional mechanism if you think that the person isn't fit to carry on the duties of president. They don't want to use the mechanism because it's going to tie them up in the election season and they won't be able to get a campaign off the ground. If you invoke the 25th Amendment, then you're going to have to come up with a vice president. And the vice president is going to have to pass muster with both houses of Congress. And they're all taking off to campaign very shortly. So the timing is not good. You follow?
The timing is not good. But I'll tell you, the one thing that should really scare the hell out of the Democrats, not only what you saw on the screen at the RNC, but what you didn't see on the screen, Dr. Epstein, I don't even know if this is a good thing, but a lot of neocons have come home. A lot of funders that sat out 6 years of federal elections have come home. And the people that were in these, you know, behind the scenes, even Hollywood people that, you know, rarely showed up on stage at the RNC were walking around. You had also donors and tech people and business folks. Look, I mean, when the unions can equate your border policy and your environmental policy with union jobs, I mean, that's a perfect storm that the Democrats are losing their base.
Well, the unions in the private sector, like the UAW or even the Teamsters, those unions don't have the clout that they used to have because the real strength, beginning with the time that JFK allowed the federal unionized workers to engage in collective bargaining with the United States government, and that spread to municipalities and states like New York City, New York State, that increasingly led to the power of the public service unions as the private sector unions diminished. They both lost membership. Look at the CWA. I mean, the CWA was always a very militant left-wing union, Communication Workers of America. But then you break up Ma Bell, you break up, you know, AT&T, you get the baby bells and the new technologies. So their numbers just keep diminishing. They don't have the clout. But who has the clout? Well, in New York, in New York City especially, it's the SEIU. It's the workers in the hospitals. Workers in the hospitals are quasi-government workers, correct? Where is the funding from the hospital coming from? It's coming from the government. So they're the ones that have the real clout. And their WF, the Worker Families Party, they have been dictating the arc, certainly, of New York City politics. And they moved into Pittsburgh, and they're doing that there. You get the Teamsters, and I dare say large numbers of the rank and file in the Auto Workers Union, the UAW, they're probably not voting Democrat. They understand their pocketbook. So
when I am trying to combat that, if I'm doing my August convention in Chicago, you know, the one thing that I think is important to point out is that, you know, the product on the stage is what a convention is supposed to be. I mean, Dr. Epstein calls it, yeah, it's a show. The whole thing is a show. Entertain, right. Get some points in there. But you can't, you know, the business side of the convention is usually done in the first day, you know, first half of the day. And that's already, you know, it's already programmed. It's literally a rehearsal of read off a script. This is what we're doing. The Democrats can't go into their convention as an open convention and entertain you. The entertainment's going to be people screaming at each other and protesting. I mean, this is just, they don't get a real convention bump.
No, because they cooked up this fiasco. They deliberately cooked up this fiasco, and they had the what we call the mainstream media, which is really an adjunct of the Democratic Party, going along with this charade. I mean, it took this debate for everyone to wake up and see that the emperor had no clothes. That's ridiculous. Of course, they all saw this, but it didn't matter as long as the agenda of these people was being carried forward. Doesn't matter. So it was in the name of Biden. It didn't matter that it was Monaco or Justice or whoever. Pick your Obama people who are staffing the highest levels of the government and carrying forth the Obama agenda. It didn't matter. And so they would give the hail to the chief routine to Biden and Mrs. Biden, who now has her own song when she comes in, and they would play. No, they
would. There's got to be a reference. There's got to be a reference to that song because it really sounds like a big deal. I was talking. Was it Jocelyn Elders that designed her own Surgeon General uniform?
Yeah, I think so. This is what happens, you know, when too much of power accrues to you. I mean, Richard Nixon at one point ordered ridiculous-looking uniforms, I think, for the army when they looked like something out of Austria in the 19th century or something like that. They were absurd, and then I think they ditched them pretty quickly, you know. That's what happens when you have too much fun. Look at the All-Star Game uniforms, for crying out loud. I showed up at a pajama party.
Zach, I want to play some audio for Dr. Epstein, if you could bring the fader up. But Dr. Epstein, while we're debating who the president is and what's the future of the country, Anthony Blinken was at the Aspen Security Forum, and he dropped this bomb that went absolutely nowhere because you had an assassination attempt and all the chaos. But does anyone want to explain this in the administration? Here is Tony Blinken at the Aspen Security Summit. And this just happens to come out of the Secretary of State's
mouth. We are now is not in a good place. Iran, because the nuclear agreement was thrown out. Instead of being at least a year away from having the breakout capacity of producing fissile material for a nuclear weapon, is now probably 1 or 2 weeks away from doing that. They are, they haven't produced a weapon itself, but...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's something, of course, that we track very, very carefully. And you put those two things together, the fissile material, an explosive device, and you have a nuclear weapon. So we're focused on that. What we've seen in the last weeks and months is Iran that's actually moving forward with this program. So the first thing we need to see, if Iran is serious about engaging, is actually pulling back on the work that it's doing on its program. Second, we, of course, have been... maximizing pressure on Iran across the board. We've imposed more than 600 sanctions on Iranian persons, entities.
Now, how in the hell is he going to drop that they are 1 to 2 weeks away from having a bomb? And they do they have the material? Do they have the capacity? What has been the doctrine since they've been in office? I mean, you're telling me that it was the rollback of the deal that caused this to happen? This is the most schizophrenic. Explain to me, if your takeaway from hearing Tony Blinken say 1 to 2 weeks away, shouldn't we then get a list of the things the United States is going to do to assure that doesn't happen?
Well, he's the bomb. Remember that expression?
Yeah, right.
That expression has died off. We've got to bring it back. Tony Blinken's the bomb. For a Secretary of State, And to say with a straight face that somehow, if they had this deal with them, they only would have been a year away. But now all they have to do is put the two things together, and they have it in a week or two. But we're watching this very closely. And you look at this, and you say, huh? What is this guy say? We're watching the sniper very closely. He's on the roof. He's... He's putting the scope on. He's got the tripod. He's putting the magazine in. Well, what is this supposed to mean? Look, I, as much as I would like to hang this all on the Biden administration because of my own prejudices, my own view is going back to Jimmy Carter. There has never been a single administration that has been willing to confront what this Iranian regime is about. And what they're about, forget about Israel, they're an existential threat to the United States of America. They truly are. Their terror programs, their undercover programs, their espionage programs, their assassination attempts and designs on worldwide, they've taken place in the United States of America. They're responsible for the deaths of thousands of American troops in Iraq and in Afghanistan also. And they were also absolutely complicit in 9/11. You know, first they float this stupid myth out. Well, the Sunnis and the Shias, they don't talk to each other.
Right.
It's the first stupid straw man they create. Yeah. And the dumb media and the American reading public, oh, well, they don't talk to each other. They can't cooperate with one another. And right. it's like when they have a common enemy,
they get along very well.
You know,
there
the
are
old
Christians
joke about,
in Hezbollah, too.
I mean, like, yeah, people... the old joke about why grandparents and grandchildren get along so well, because they have a common enemy. So they
They have a common enemy. Their right. children. Yeah.
Right.
So, let me ask you this. I've been through some pretty crazy travel days. 4th of July, Thanksgiving. You have two airports congested, canceled flights. Dr. Epstein, I have never in my adult life seen anything like what has transpired in the last 72 hours with the Department of Transportation. Whatever, you know, it's not a hack. It was an IT problem, a 16-digit code.
It was CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike, right. No connection.
CrowdStrike were the ones that floated the story. Remember when that, what was his name? Seth Rich? Well, what was his name?
Yeah, who was the servers for the DNC. Yeah.
Right, that the Russians attacked the DNC service. CrowdStrike was behind that. So these guys...
I'm telling you, that whatever... The Windows crashes, and, you know, it affects hospitals and, you know, everything else. But when you look at the... There's, like, this image of September 11th when airplanes are flying around. The right. towers get hit, and you see all air traffic die. That happened on Thursday night in the United States. And I'm telling you, I can't... It's unbelievable that we could be this susceptible... because this is misery. You can't get a rental car, a hotel. You have people that are stuck in Milwaukee still, and they're not coming home until Tuesday. A flight to Buffalo through Charlotte or Atlanta, you're coming home on Monday afternoon, and you're hearing that on a Saturday morning.
Well, what that really demonstrates is how highly vulnerable our cyber existence is. I mean, it's highly, highly vulnerable, and it's clear that we've been reliant on private industry to pick up the look. The government has, the DOD has huge contracts with the cloud operation out of Microsoft and other providers too. So anyone who is prudent would has to sit down and do an after-action report and come up with, you know, backups and things like that. Everyone's been so lazy, I think. You see it everywhere. You see it in the way schools are run. You see it in the way this event unfolded with President Trump. There was a real lassitude involved here, in my opinion, a real laziness, and it seems to infect everything. It really does. And I, personally, I attribute it to the fact, this is my theory. I can't cite sources. I attribute it to the fact that as more and more we become dependent on what we call intellectual property, and the plutocrats of our society are people who, the Zuckerbergs, the Bloombergs, the Bezos, they've made their money essentially on intellectual property. And many of these types don't have dirt under the fingernails. Do you follow what I'm saying? They come up with an idea, and then when they try to take their wealth and apply it to what they consider problem solving in America, let's say, or in the world, whether it be the Davos types or the Aspen types, they follow what I call the Yul Brynner School of Governance. This is the actor Yul Brynner playing Ramses II in the movie The Ten Commandments. He's whenever he wants something done, he says, "So let it be written, so let it be done." Of course, it was a movie, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right. I wanted to, in the final time that I have with you, I want to give an irrational opinion and get Dr. Mark Epstein's opinion, or I would say response to my irrational opinion. We're going to mix it up every time I talk to Dr. Mark Epstein. But here's my irrational opinion for Dr. Epstein. Fire Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees. What is your response to that?
What's taking them so long?
My theory is the response is more irrational.
Cashman too.
Oof, it's bad. I don't get this. This team, I don't understand pitching. I don't get it. Dr. Yeah. Mark Epstein, you love him. Tell Sister Dottie you got an extra a segment. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark Epstein. Appreciate that. Zach, if you can help me out with that, line 12. Thank you. And coming up next, look, we've heard a lot about the assassination attempt on President Trump. My next guest is a guy who's, well, been there and done that when it comes to force protection. He was a Green Beret, before that, a Marine, Combat Marine, Combat Green Beret. He's a Medal of Honor recipient, and I call him Pistol because Pistol Plumlee. That's the nickname that I will create for the rest of his life. He is a rock star, one of the great Americans, but he's been there and done that. Earl Plumlee is going to join us, Medal of Honor recipient from Afghanistan, and talk to us a little bit about the counter sniper team, how these ballistics work, and what exactly is the protocol when something like that happens. This is a different approach than you've heard from other experts, and quite frankly, I think it makes a lot more sense and clears up a lot of the conspiracy talk that we're hearing. Earl Plumlee, right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.